It's Monday, May the 10th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, America declares an emergency after ransomware attack, and the EU ditches AstraZeneca. First, the world in brief. America declared a state of emergency to respond to the cyber attack that shut down Colonial Pipeline, its largest artery for refined fuels, on Friday. The declaration allows the expedited transport of gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and more on national highways across 17 states, linking Texas to New York and Florida. Ordinarily, the pipes carry 2.5 million barrels a day, 45% of the East Coast supply. Fuel prices jumped 4% on Sunday. DarkSide, a cybercrime gang, has been accused of prompting the crisis with a quote ransomware attack, i.e. a demand for money in return for the release of stolen data. The European Union declined to renew its order for AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, 2 weeks after the bloc launched legal proceedings against the company for allegedly failing to deliver the doses promised in their contract. The EU has instead agreed to a contract extension with Pfizer, which allows for 1.8 billion doses to be provided by the end of 2023. Sir Keir Starmer, the leader of Britain's opposition Labour Party, responded to disappointing results in local elections and one parliamentary by-election by reshuffling his cabinet. Labour's Sadiq Khan beat a Conservative challenger to be re-elected as Mayor of London. In Scotland, parties supporting independence did well, prompting Nicola Sturgeon, the country's First Minister, to declare that she, quote, wouldn't rule out another referendum soon. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir dissolved the country's parliament in accordance with the peace deal signed in 2018. The agreement, which brought an end to 5 years of civil war, states that almost a quarter of MPs should come from the party of Riek Machar, Mr. Kiir's former enemy. Mr. Kiir's party will retain a majority when the new parliament is formed. America's Navy seized an arms shipment of thousands of weapons apparently bound for Yemen, which were hidden on board a ship in the Arabian Sea. An unnamed government official told the Associated Press that the boat came from Iran. America has repeatedly accused the Islamic Republic of harming Houthi rebels in Yemen, a claim that Iran denies. The death toll from an explosion on Saturday near a school in Kabul, Afghanistan's capital, rose to 68. At least 165 people were injured. Many of the casualties are schoolgirls. The attack, for which no one has claimed responsibility, took place in a district that is home to many Hazaras, a Shia ethnic minority. Violence has been increasing ahead of the withdrawal of American and allied forces in September. Police in the Maldives arrested three men suspected of trying to assassinate Mohamed Nasheed, a former president, the country's first to be democratically elected, and climate change activist. Mr. Nasheed was severely injured on Thursday by a bomb planted on a motorbike. Police are calling the incident a terrorist attack undertaken by, quote, religious extremists. And fact of the day. Demand for medical cadavers in Britain exceeds supply. American imports could cost an arm and a leg. Instead, a head costs about $500 and a foot $350.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.